I'm just giving you a little bit of my feelings about the Naga story, but I'll tell you one that part of it that I find excites the great many of the scientists. We have the Garden of Eden story. And this is in the Garden of Eden, somewhere in Mesopotamia, Babylonian area, somewhere in there. And what I think went on all the time, this has been able to be well established in the South Seas even today, the chieftain of an island, a chieftain is a strong man, as I gave you, the big guy. And every once in a while, his people begin to not think he's very good, and he needs to establish his credit. The chieftain has always been able to go to the navigator. The navigator on those islands lives absolutely separately from other people. They may teach their son, but they may teach somebody else's son, but they have an absolute tradition, and the chieftain sees they're kept absolutely separate from the people. So the chieftain says to the navigator, I need a miracle. The chieftain doesn't know anything about this boat, but the navigator knows how to then go and into his swift sailing proa going offshore. He knows how to get to an island when nobody's been to before, and he knows that on that island they have one of these things and so forth that nobody's ever familiar at home. So all he has to do is bring back something to his island, give it to the chieftain. The chieftain holds this thing up and everybody realizes he's absolute miracle man again. He's been ordained by some great mystical power. So the navigator is always able to get the chieftain some way of re-establishing himself, so that there's no question. We know all through that world, all the navigators are always kept separate. Those navigators then finally, when they're crossing the Indian Ocean to the west, landing Mesopotamia and Eastern Africa, they began to go up in the land. They began to be both priests and astronomers. And they, using their astronomical things, did a great deal of the pyramiding, so forth, to keep track of these astronomical data. And they were able then to tell the pharaoh, the top man, what to do. And time again, they give him... But they kept the secrets themselves. This is all going to bring me back then, finally, to mathematics and the Arabic numerals and so forth.